And welcome to Community Kitchen. Last week we talked about potatoes, stuffed potatoes. You know, it used to be a real trend. Interesting, I've got the cooking mag from one of the supermarkets this week, and there's a feature on potato there, and they've done a sweet potato with a Middle Eastern filling, a cold cannon, which we've talked about before, a fantastic gnocchi, and a potato lasagna. Now, with the actual article, it talks about picking and selecting those potatoes best suited. Now, the Red Royals, you'll know them with the red skin. They're a really good all-rounder, very buttery, really good for layers because they hold their shape. Scallop potatoes, winter salads, put them on the bottom of a pan and sit your roast on top. Absolutely delicious. And of course, the charisma is a creamy texture, and it's lower in carbs, and it's great for comfort foods like mash, bakes, and gnocchi. So I thought that we'd have a little look at those because, honestly, I think one bowl meals, which is what we're going to look at today, are so delicious, they're so easy, and they're yummy, and it's a comfort food. If you've got that lasagna made, it's fantastic to just bring it out, put it in the oven, and off you go. But with these little mini potato lasagnas, they just cook some small white potatoes, boil them off, and you're cooking them for about 20 to 25 minutes. Then in a pan, you're going to make your beef mince as you would with lasagna using, and if it's up to you. If you want to use a bottle sauce, that's fine. I usually find that if you take that little bit of time and use your paste and tin tomatoes and try and get the 100% tomatoes in the tin, they're really good. A lot of the times you're paying for water, so just have a look. Most of them are around 99% tomato if you look for it. And then, of course, on top of those, you're going to press these little potatoes into a muffin tin when they're cooked and make that into the shell. Put your Italian-style mince on top. And then on top of that, you're going to make your sauce with your bechamel sauce and put your parmesan or cheddar on top. And they're little individuals. Wouldn't they be good for lunch? Wouldn't they be fantastic for dinner for kids? Wouldn't they be great to make a couple of trays and pop them in the freezer? And then you've got a couple of meals done. Economical at the same time. You can do the veggie, you can do the grated carrots and zucchini in there with the beef if you want to add a little bit more. And then, of course, with the cold cannon, which I love, I think cold cannon's really good because it's a mash, but you're adding to it. And what I find I usually do if I do a cold cannon, I like to cook down some leeks. It's a good way to put kale in there, some spring onions, but do your mash first. And then you are going to put in those veggies. I usually find that what I do is I cook off the leeks, I cook off some onion. If you want to put more onions in there, you can. Put the kale in there or some spinach. Mash the potato, put that into the bowl, and then stir those veggies in, lots of butter, and absolutely delicious. And then you put your cheese, grated cheese, if you're going to do it into the oven as a bake, which you can actually put some grated cheese on top. They talk about using the brushed potatoes for this because they're really good for creamy mash, for crispy rosties, and classic bakes. So picking that potato will give that right texture. But the cold cannon, if you do it with lots of veggies like that, and you've got your leek, for example, your spinach and goodies, then that also can go into when we were talking about making a chowder and you've got that really creamy base where you've maybe even do a milk base, put that potato in and you can put some fish in there or some smoked salmon, leftover prawns, whatever you want to do. But you can make soups out of that particular potato base. Now, the sweet potato with the Middle Eastern, absolutely beautiful because they're using a red onion, capsicum, cumin, allspice, some chickpeas, and then on top of that you're going to be using some Greek yogurt, maybe some chopped coriander, and just adding that through at the very end. But with the gnocchi, they're using about a kilo of the charisma potatoes, and you of course are going to bake the potatoes, and then once they're baked, you You mash them, cool them, of course, and then mash them. And into that, you're going to be adding your ricotta, your egg, some plain flour. And this will actually make that so beautiful because you want that, the ricotta is going to give that nice little puff to it. Absolutely beautiful. So you're adding the mashed potato, add some ricotta, the egg flour, the egg yolk and flour, and you stir until it's firm and sort of a little bit sticky, but not too much. And then you can actually just turn the dough into a lightly floured surface, gently knead until just smooth, divide into four portions, roll each portion into thick logs, cut each log into 3 centimetre pieces, and you'll be having that ready for the cook. You can do that with a basil and spinach pesto. You can do that with whatever sauces you like. But it's a fantastic way to use the potato. And also, what a great meal for kids. Kids love that because it's just nice. It's little. It's not too saucy, not too mixed up. And surprisingly, I'm amazed at how many children love that basil pesto and a cup of basil leaves, some baby spinach, maybe some pecans. I really am always generous with my grated parmesan, a clove of garlic. And another good trick too, if you're doing that pesto, remember to crush that garlic clove with a little bit of salt and put your olive oil with that. And it helps to dissipate that really strong flavour of the garlic, especially if you're putting that in with the kids. They get to eat it anyway. They love it after all. And it's just so nice. And after you've done the pesto and you've cooked your gnocchi, then all you've really got to do is just fry off some shallots, for example, put some cream in and the pesto, and then you've got a beautiful creamy sauce, beautiful one-pot dish. You can make that gnocchi, freeze it, make double, triple. It doesn't matter because it's just going to add to it. But I think using that humble potato, it just extends another one of those fantastic family meals. And, of course, we've been talking cheap eats, something that is a consideration to put meals on your table at that little bit of a reduced cost with lots of flavour. And you're with Annette on Community Kitchen 101.5 FM. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. One recipe I did want to share with you, I really enjoy Adam Lau's cooking, and I have this great recipe book called Adam's Big Pot, and it's easy meals for your family. It really does inspire you, and I will share some recipes. But just on the potato trail there, continuing, I was reading the other day that he makes these fantastic okonomi potatoes. Now, everyone knows the beautiful okonomiyaki is a Japanese savoury pancake, and they sell them at the markets. You go to shops and they're just beautiful, and they're usually done with your cabbage and goodies like that. What he does with this particular one, he cooks the potatoes in the oven, about 200. He wraps them in foil and bakes for 60 minutes. And then he makes a pork filling, and he heats oil in a frying pan and adds some 300 grams of pork belly, roughly chopped. Or you can use pork mince, about a tablespoon of dark soy sauce, a tablespoon of sake, and a half a teaspoon of caster sugar. And all you're going to do is just toss that through until the sugar's caramelised. Then you split each potato in a cross, nearly all the way through. Open the potato as you do when you're going to fill it, and you put the pork in the middle and drizzle that with this particular sauce. Now the sauce, it is an otofuku sauce. It's available from Japanese stores, but you can make your own by mixing half a cup of tomato sauce, a quarter of a cup of Worcestershire sauce, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of mirin, 1 teaspoon of caster sugar, and 1 teaspoon of English mustard. Got that flavour happening. It's going to be quite intense, but it's going to be yummy. And then you actually just scatter that sauce over the top. And you can put spring onions on top. You can put nori. You can put sesame seeds, bonito flakes, and then that little bit of Japanese mayonnaise over the top, because it goes with everything, doesn't it? But isn't that a lovely way to do it, because you've got that a little bit more of a gutsy meal with that pork mince in there. So that sauce again, I haven't made that sauce, but I think it would be beautiful. Half a cup of tomato sauce, a quarter of a cup of Worcestershire sauce, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of mirin, it's a Japanese cooking wine, 1 teaspoon of caster sugar, and 1 teaspoon of English mustard. And I would assume that you'd probably use the more hot East English mustard, because it'll be along the same lines as that wasabi, wouldn't it? Just give that little bit of a clean. But I think they're lovely. But, you know, with the normal okonomiyaki, the toppings usually, you know, different flavours, but the bonito flakes, the fish flakes, just gives it that extra little bit. So the next time you're having sushi, have a look down and see whether or not they make these beautiful pancakes, and try one, because they really are delicious. But going on to the one bowl meals, just sourcing a couple of other things, once again, picking up on these free magazines. A lamb salad. I mean, lamb salads at the moment are, I think, a bit of a change. We had a salad, I would call it, last night, but it was all roast veggies. And at the very end of it, I'd grill some lamb chops on the barbecue with lots of rosemary and olive oil and lots of garlic. And I'd cooked off some pumpkin, sweet potato, some purple onion, and I grilled some broccolini. And then at the end of it, when I tossed all that salad together, I put some feta in there. Absolutely delicious. Now, this particular recipe that I'm seeing in this giveaway book, you don't even have to buy a recipe book, they're using a sumac lamb with feta olive dressing. And I noticed that they're using some lovely lentils in there, because the combination, it just gives that meal a little bit more oomph when you've got the combination of carrots, some lemons, some green lentils, some feta, some olives. You can even put some cauliflower in there, and using some lamb and some baby spinach or some rocket. And when you've finished, always remember the mint, the leaf parsley, flat leaf parsley, chopped dill, and grated lemon. It just takes it to that next level. Another beautiful recipe was a tandoori chicken. And these are just inspiring recipes. I love getting that magazine from the supermarket. I always sit down and have a read, because it always covers the veggies in season, number one. It's affordable. It's family meals. And it's delicious. The chefs or the cooks make a really beautiful, interesting balance. The tandoori chicken is done with cauliflower and chickpeas. Now, remember with your chickpeas, when they are cooked or roasted off, they are a different bean. They are just absolutely delicious. And, of course, you could top that off with a beautiful yogurt, and you could do that with some coriander that you could blend in there, or mint once again. These are things that really add to it. Cumin, they add it. But I use the Greek style yogurt. You could even use the tandoori paste, which would be really lovely to do that. Another good one is a spicy beef taco salad bowl. And I think that would be an absolute winner with the kids, because once again, they do like the easy foods, the visual to the eye, I mean, not easy food, but visual to the eye. And who doesn't like a really good taco? And I think having that in a bowl where you've got your tacos, you've got this particular recipe does a savoury mince. And then, of course, you could do some corn in there, some lettuce, some tomatoes, some avocado, some sour cream for serving. And if you wanted to do a really nice dressing, they suggest a jalapeno coriander dressing. So you're just using coriander leaves, olive oil, pickled jalapenos, lime, and a garlic clove. And in a big bowl, how delicious would that be? Even some rice in there just to extend that a little bit would be absolutely delicious. And once again, don't forget to look for the different type of beans. Like the black beans are really, really good in a lot of these different Mexican dishes. And they just add that little bit more I don't know, filling, I guess, is what we're talking about, just to take it to the next level. And I think one of the nice ones I like too was a miso salmon rice with spring onions as spring onion dressing. And so delicious to do this. You can use the rice that you've got in the freezer or leftover rice for this. But miso paste has such a beautiful, beautiful flavour. So if you're combining your miso paste, some vinegar, soy sauce, sesame oil, then add your salmon, just coat that and let it just develop that flavour. Easy to cook in the oven. And then if you're going to be using that, brown rice is nice. You can use different edamame peas, which the kids seem to love, baby broccoli, some mushrooms if you want. And then for your dressing, how very simple, a quarter of a cup of veggie oil, some soy sauce, some rice wine vinegar, sesame oil, spring onions, grated ginger, garlic and lemon. I know it sounds like a pain and a lot of ingredients, but trust me, when you get in the throes, pick about three or four different dressings that you feel very comfortable with, make them, you don't need a recipe, and once you've got that combination going, you'll find your own little adds in there. You know, you'll add a little bit more of this or take out this and put something else in. But what it does do is it takes that humble steak to something different, takes that piece of fish to a new level, that chicken to a different taste, and you'll want to start to put lots more flavour into the family meal. When we come back, we're talking food. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. Talking about those little tiny dressings that just make a difference, something as simple as an Asian-style mint sauce over the lamb that's been done with all those different veggies. And all you're using is a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, about a quarter of a cup of rice wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 lemon juice and rind, a red onion, a couple of red chilies, and a couple of cups of mint leaves. And you just combine all those ingredients. And when you've done your lamb chops or your veggies or whatever, you can just pour that all over. Absolutely delicious, and it just lifts it. A quick balsamic mayonnaise, 1 egg yolk, tablespoon of balsamic vinegar, 1/2 cup of olive oil, 2 anchovies. It's beautiful over potatoes with a couple of a little bit of capers or parsley. Nice on the side if you've just done some asparagus, even with char grilled veggies like your broccolini or broccoli. Roast veggies, grilled veggies are just absolutely delicious. And of course, a good peppercorn sauce, absolutely beautiful. It's not that hard to make. I know you can buy it, but after you've cooked your steaks and everything in the pan, I usually put some butter in there, add some French shallots, and just until slightly coloured, I add my green peppercorns and stir, add some red wine, a little bit of stock, sauce or stock if you've got it. Sometimes I just put cream in there, bit of Worcestershire sauce. Absolutely beautiful. That's good with chicken breast. If you've wrapped a chicken breast in some prosciutto and cooked that, it really is nice. It just adds a whole different flavour. I think herb butters are really good because you can change them around, do them with Dijon mustard, some garlic, some sweet paprika and parsley. You can do anchovies and garlic and parsley with your butter. You can do capers, lemon rind and lemon juice. And depending, they can go with fish, they can go with beef, they can go with veggies. And they just take that to the next level. A gremolata, which we've talked about before, after you've done a really good stew or casserole or slow cook, when you've just bought the ossobuco or the chicken or the beef out, just sprinkle it over the top. You use about 1/4 cup of parsley, 1 clove of garlic and 2 tablespoons of lemon rind. And to make it a bit different, if you want to, you can add some toasted pine nuts, use chopped mint instead of parsley, or you can use orange or lime zest, garlic, coriander, peanuts. Roast your peanuts off. I love that when I do a beef stew or something like that. And then when it's just before I serve it, I just add those few fresh herbs and maybe some roasted peanuts that I've chopped up. And it really does add that little bit of a different dressing. And, of course, you can't beat the good old Greek-style yogurt with a Lebanese cucumber. Take seeded and grated, and then you add your mint and your garlic. Absolutely beautiful, the raita over your any of your chickens or veggies. Beautiful. There's so many different ideas that they just do make that big difference to the family table. Enjoy your cooking, and I'll bring you some more enticing things for your dinner next week. Thanks for joining me. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen.